It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Yourself?
Well, not terrible. Not terrible. 40 degrees outside right now. If you're looking forward to Beggar's Night this evening, dress up. It'll be chilly. Don't just dress funny, fancy, scary, or anything else. Dress smartly tonight. It'll be a little chilly.
Probably don't want to go with the skimpy costume tonight.
No. A little chilly tonight. Chili actually sounds good tonight,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it does.
Kendall Warren is in with us this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall today?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got a used 9-cubic-foot chest freezer in really good condition. Older 16-cubic-foot upright freezer works good. Still have that French door bottom freezer, 25-cubic-foot with dispensers, stainless steel, near new. Two used side-by-sides, 122 and 125-cubic-foot. Got a used refrigerator with a bottom freezer. Use two-door refrigerator, top freezer, used automatic washer, have two matched washer dryer sets, one set only a year and a half old, got one front load washer, near new, use gas and electric dryers, one used electric range, got a used power vent natural gas water heater in good condition, got lots of new ranges, gas and electric, freestanding models on display, full line of built-in cooking appliances aren't available on special order. We offer Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Frigidaire, and Amana. Gas and electric water heaters, they're made in the United States. We deliver, install, and, of course, service them later. Freezers, chest and upright, sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. What was your best costume ever? When you trick-or-treated, I assume.
I don't know as I ever. Well, I wore an overcoat one time when I was about 25. And that's all.
Remember that one year you went out as Kendall Warren and terrified the neighborhood, huh? How about you, Chris? What's your best costume ever?
I had a pretty good homemade Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles outfit that Grandma made up. It's pretty solid.
Okay. Took a lot of work?
I was Michelangelo.
Okay. Yeah. It took a lot of work.
It did.
Michelangelo. He's the one that ate pizza all the time?
They all ate pizza.
Okay. See, I knew something, just not enough about it. I don't, you know... Costumes, I don't remember too much about the costumes we wore. I do remember one year in Cub Scouts, we had a costume party type thing and contest. So I remember Mom did most of the work. When I say I made it, that means Mom made it. She sewed a lot of it, but it was a bat costume. We took took a long time. I don't know why we just didn't go out and buy a black sheet, but instead we just went out and bought a white bed sheet and then had to dye it. I don't know why we did that. We probably could have bought it that way, but... I remember going through all the process to dye it the proper color, and then she made the whole hood to make it with the ears and everything to make it look right, and made it look right so when I spread my arms out, the wings would come out and stuff. And it seemed like a great idea at the time. Didn't win anything.
Nah.
But that was about the only time really spent a whole lot of effort on a costume. Well, I hope your costumes are all ready to go tonight. Candy. You got favorites? Everybody kind of had their favorites when they were young. LaVon and I were actually talking the other day, and she made a comment that just brought back a great memory for me, too. She said something about, those popcorn balls. Did you ever get a popcorn ball in your bag? I thought, oh, my goodness. Yeah, there was always somebody in the neighborhood that would make popcorn balls. Put a little food coloring in them, all kinds of different colors. Oh, you loved those when you found those in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Those were good. Those were excellent. And your grandma used to do that?
Yeah, she used to make those in every year, and of course she'd just give them to us whenever, but yeah, it was good stuff.
Oh, you want to be the hero of the neighborhood. I know it takes time and effort, but make popcorn balls.
Yeah.
All the kids will love you. You'll never get egged on Halloween. There'll be no tricks. Americans actually spend about $2 billion, that's B with a B, okay, billion, $2 billion every year on Halloween candy. That's a lot of sweet treats. Well, there are the best and the worst, and the website businessinsider.com ranked them. What's the best and the worst candies to give? Well, they listed a top 15 on both sides. As far as the best candy to give, according to their polling, first of all, they said anything king size is absolutely 100% awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Anything king size, you're golden. But number 15 on that list was Junior Mints. I never would have thought of that. They say it's kind of an underrated candy, gooey, sugary. And you got the chocolate coating, kind of a change of pace from some of the stuff in the bag. Starbursts are always popular. those bright little candies. Everybody likes those. So Starbursts are always popular. That's number 14 on their list of good stuff. M&M's is the number 13 list, kind of an old-fashioned original. Everybody likes those. Number 12 on their list was Pop Rocks. I didn't even know they still made those.
Yeah, I'd never gotten those Halloween.
You know, back in the 80s and 90s, they were kind of popular. So I didn't know they were still on the list. Remember back in the day when folks said if you put Pop Rocks in your mouth and then drank pop that your stomach would explode and you'd die?
So, of course, we tried it.
Yeah, of course you did, yeah, because that's what kids do. They just can't take it for it's on the surface. But, well, that never happened. But number 11 is Nestle's Crunch. When was the last time you had a Nestle Crunch bar? The little Rice Krispies in there and the milk chocolate over the outside. Pretty good stuff. Number 10 on their list of best candies for Halloween, Pixie Sticks. Remember Pixie Sticks?
Good memories.
Again, I didn't even know they still made those things. But, you know, just the look of horror on your parents' faces when you'd rip one of those little sugar-filled sticks open and start pouring it into your mouth. Oh, he's going to be up all night. So if you really don't like the neighbor kids, Pixie Sticks. There you go. Number 9 on their list of best ones, Airheads. I don't even know what those are. It says chewy and fruity. Yeah. Pull apart Airheads.
It's kind of like taffy, but okay. It melts a little bit easier.
Okay, I don't think I've ever had that. Number 8 on the list is Nerds, and I don't know what those are either. But it says here they're sweet, crunchy, and slightly sour. They're just little nuggets of candy.
Never had Nerds?
I've never had Nerds. I'm a little older than you are. I've never had Nerds. Those were past my prime, I think. Number 7 had these, Milky Way. The old Milky Way candy bar right there at number 7. Number 6 is the Kit Kat bar. And actually, I saw other... Believe it or not, I was looking at other polls. There were other polls that a lot of them list Kit Kat as number 1 because it's easy and a lot of people like it. So, but Kit Kats always make the list. Number 5 on the list here is Sour Patch Kids. Never had those either. I kind of have a pretty good understanding of what they are. Mm-hmm. And I've seen some of the funny faces people make when they eat them. It's always fun for that first piece of candy from a young child to be a Sour Patch Kid. You want to get the face, you're going to get it. Number 4 is a Butterfinger. The old Butterfinger candy bar. Number 3 is a Twix. Oh, my personal favorite. Chocolate, caramel. How do you go wrong? You add in a cookie? I mean, how good does that get?
But are you a left Twix or right Twix?
I don't discriminate. I'll eat them all. Thank you very much. Fortunately, I usually do. Number 2 on the list is the Snickers bar. That seems pretty obvious. It's one of the more popular candy bars. And number 1 on their list is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I never would have thought that to be number 1. I certainly would have put it in the top 15, but never would have thought about that. Now, if you want the kids in the neighborhood to despise you, they also list a bottom 15. The 15, I guess they call it the most despised candies that kids will get in the bags at Halloween. Number 15 on their list are the butterscotch candies. Kids just don't value those things.
Kind of boring nowadays.
Yeah, kids don't value those. Number 14 is candy corn.
Yeah. That's one of those things you either love or hate.
And candy corn is good. You know, it's in the bowl out, in the office somewhere. Yeah, you'll grab one or two, but that's about it. Mm-hmm. You really don't want too much more of that. You know, it was originally known as chicken feed, so that's not the most attractive name either. So, but yeah, candy corn was number 14 on the list of things that are the least popular Halloween candies. Number 13 on that list is the old Bazooka bubble gum, which is kind of surprising. We like the old Bazooka. Of course, you didn't chew it for very long.
Yeah.
Number 12 is the flavored Tootsie Roll. I actually like those.
Yeah, those are good.
Flavored, the flavored Tootsie Rolls, not the chocolate ones, the flavored ones. They come in all kinds of different orange and lime and strawberry, cherry, all kinds of different colors. I like them, but apparently they're not on the popular list. Number 11 is one that I haven't heard in a long, long time, which is probably why it's on the bottom 15 list, is the Necco wafer. The little wafer candies. Yeah. Yeah, it's not a hot one, and especially they have some odd flavors too. You know, you got your orange and lemons and limes, things like that, but then all of a sudden you've got licorice flavored Necco wafers.
It's always a bad surprise.
Yeah, not the greatest. Number 10, I've never heard of these Sixlets.
Oh yeah,
they're little chalky tasting chocolate covered candies in a candy shell. It says they're not the worst things ever, but they're just some kids look at them as a poor substitute to M&M's.
Yeah. I think they're awesome. I love those.
I've never even heard of them. Here's another one that made the list. Number 9 on the list of ones that kids really don't like for Halloween would be the Mary Jane Peanut Butter Kisses. Remember those little sticky peanut butter taffies, a little bit of molasses, some grainy peanut butter in the center, and they come in the little orange and black wrappers, and it's kind of the stuff that would always be left in the candy dish because everybody would eat everything else around it and avoid them. Yeah, they don't make the high list. They're on the bottom side. Another one that made the bottom list is Good and Plenty's. I guess they're only popular when you go to the movie theater because you can't go by the counter at the movie theater and not see a big box of Good and Plenty's there. They're the oldest branded candy in the United States. It's, you know, the licorice and a hard candy shell, but not popular for Halloween. Dots, another staple at the movie theater. They make the list at number 7. They, you know, they're nice and colorful. Unfortunately, they don't have a whole lot of taste to them a lot of times, and, you know, they get stuck in your teeth.
Never come off your teeth.
Yeah, so it's just kind of one of those things. It's just the way it is. Number 6 on the list of candies that kids don't really want at Halloween would be black jelly beans. It's kind of a thing with jelly beans. Every bag you buy has one black jelly bean in it. It's a thing, unless you buy one that has all black. But there's always one black jelly bean in the thing, and it's not what kids want. Here's one that I haven't had in, oh boy, I bet I haven't had these in 40-some years and really don't want them anymore. Remember Circus Peanuts?
Mm-hmm.
They've been around as long as dirt has been around, I believe. those little peanut-shaped marshmallow candies, they're dense and chewy, and they go stale in about 8 seconds, I think. As soon as they hit air, they go stale. Kids don't want those for a Halloween. Number 4 on the list is raisins. Well, it's a fruit, not a candy, but still. Dried fruit in the form of raisins. They'd rather have fresh fruit, I think, than that. They don't want that. Number 3 on the list of, and here's where we get a little weird. Number 3 on their list, pencils. It's not a candy, which probably tells you why kids don't want them. But it used to be, we used to get those in our sacks on Halloween. There'd be somebody that would give out little trinkets like that instead of candy. So pencils was number 3. Number 2 on the list was a toothbrush.
Yeah, come on.
Who does that? A toothbrush in the bag? No, nobody wants that in the bag. And then also number 1 on the list of things that are the worst things to put in the bag at Halloween would be a penny. You know, there was a time when you could actually get penny candy. That time has long since passed. You know, if you're going to give put money in the bag, you better at least start at $1 so they can, you know, at least use it at a vending machine. But yeah, they really don't like that anymore. So are you good house to stop at on Halloween, or are you one that the kids might think, oh, I don't know, we might have to avoid that one, don't need any more of those circus peanuts? I tell you what though, if you've grabbed the wrong thing and you think that, or you didn't grab anything yet, and you think you got to run to the store today and pick up something last minute for Halloween candy, you're probably going to be giving out Christmas candy. I think the Halloween candy's pretty much been dusted off the shelves by now, and we're changing seasons, so don't be surprised if you see that already. Kendall, tell us more about W&S Appliance this morning.
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Have top load and front load with tub sizes up to 5.1 cubic foot. Stack models for those of you with limited space. We also offer Speed Queen, which are made in the United States. Carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and dryer. 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. Do have dehumidifiers in stock. Got lots of refrigerators, over 80 new units in stock, so very good selections of models, colors, and prices. As usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, W&S Appliance, where we service the appliances we sell. It's Thursday, the pot's on. I'll be there till 8 this evening, Jim.
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. And I hope you have a great night, a safe night, and a fun night. If the kids are out having fun trick-or-treating, a lot of different areas are having their trick-or-treat hours this evening. So make sure you do it safely and have a good time. And stay away from those circus peanuts. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.